Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Check out Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts or green lights, and our top 1-2-3 fantasy sits or red lights. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z. It's the option where we give you our picks for the week. It is the option for NFL Week 16, and there's still time to join us in our league. Go to our CBS Sports Pick'em League entitled The Option 2025 and play along with us. It is free, it is fun, it is fantastic, and we have the lovely Rita Sanchez in first place with 141 points. D, you and I are tied at 139. Liz Staples snapping up fourth place with 136. And Inter, who's been being, rounds out the top five with 117 points. The race is tight and we are coming down the stretch. Here we go. Thursday night, Amazon Prime. The 11-3 Los Angeles Rams go into Lumen Field to take on the 11-3 Seattle Seahawks.
I gotta think the Rams win this game. Sam Darnold shit to the bed a couple of times.
Give me the Rams, even without Devontae Adams on a short week. Puka Nacua is still there. Matthew Stafford's still there. That defense is still there. Rams win.
Saturday night. We are now filling the vacuum of college football. Saturday night, 5 p.m. The 9-5 Philadelphia Eagles go into Landover, Maryland to take on the 4-10 Washington Commanders.
Eagles.
Give me the Eagles. Give me the Eagles big. Even though the Commies just knocked off the Giants.
Commies have decided to sit their quarterback for the rest of the season.
Well, it's about fucking time. How many times are they going to let him get hurt? Jesus Christ. Like, Dan Quinn's doing him no favors. None. Your Saturday night special. A little NFC North action. The 9-4-1 Green Bay Packers go into Soldier Field to take on the 10-4 Chicago Bears.
I am taking the Packers.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Yes, provocative.
It's provocative, absolutely. It's made the hairs
like
in the back of my neck stand up.
Them, didn't it?
No.
Didn't play recently?
Oh no, you're right. You're right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. The play with Ben Johnson, the fourth down play. Oh yeah, we had him. We had him all the way. Like, no, you didn't.
Yeah, that was that game. Right?
Home game for the Bears. I'm gonna take the Bears on this one. They're gonna have to figure out the defense without Micah Parsons. I don't think you can fix that in a week. I don't think you can pick.
Yeah, they won by a touchdown 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't think you can.
Yeah, I mean, this dude, their quarterback, Caleb Williams, doesn't throw to the correct team. Throws the ball out of bounds. Wildly inaccurate.
And Jordan Love has his moments too.
Yes.
This is going to be a fierce matchup. It's going to be a fierce matchup. I don't know if they can replace Micah Parsons just yet. So, by losing him, I think the Bears edge it out. Discover Afuera Coffee's vibrant flavors from certified Rainforest Alliance farms in Central and South America. Enjoy rich, smooth, and aromatic brews while supporting sustainability. Taste excellence with every sip. Use our promo code DNZ for an exclusive 15% discount only at AfueraCoffee.com. That's affordacoffee.com. 15% off using our promo code DNZ. Sunday. A battle for the NFC South. The 7-7 Tampa Bay Buccaneers go into Charlotte to take on the 7-7 Carolina Panthers.
I have to imagine the Bucs win this game after everything Todd Bowles said.
They got him, man. The Bucs, on paper, the Bucs are the better team by miles. By miles. They're healthy. They're whole. They have no excuses. If they lose to Carolina, fuck, man. Like, Carolina can have the division. Because clearly the Bucs squandered this opportunity. Bucs have to win. I'm taking the Bucs. The 10-4 Buffalo Bills go into Cleveland to take on the 3-11 Cleveland Browns.
Buffalo Bills.
Give me the Bills. Peaking at the right time. The 10-4 Los Angeles Chargers go into Jerry World to take on the 6-7-1 Dallas Cowboys.
Chargers.
Give me the Chargers. Absolutely. Cowboys put up a good fight, but it's over, Johnny. It's over. Oh, man. The 3-11 Lupus, J-E-T-S, Jets, go into the Big Easy to take on the 4-10 New Orleans Saints.
Saints roll.
CBS Sports has this as 91-9 in favor of the Saints. 91-9. I'm going to take the Saints as well. When you're playing the Jets, you ain't the Aints. Let's put it that way. The 6-8 Minnesota Vikings go into MetLife to take on the 2-12 New York Football Giants.
Vikings.
This would be the culture
couldn't
win.
Even be,
right? Another goddamn culture.
Last week, man.
Dude, that's so pathetic. Absolutely fucking pathetic. That you let Marcus Mariota come into your house and just have his way. You let that running game just run down your throat. Where the fuck has Dexter Lawrence been all year, man? Like, his job is to be the big load in the middle. His job is to plug up the middle. There is no plug. There is no plug. Give me the Vikings, and give me the Vikings huge. The 6-8 Kansas City Chiefs go into Nashville to take on the 2-12 Tennessee Titans.
Chiefs.
Give me the Titans. I'm going to take the Titans, and this will be the death knell. Right? Last week was the embarrassment, the elimination. This will be really rubbing the nose in it. Remember, it's Gardner Minshew. It's not Patrick Mahomes. The 4-10 Cincinnati Bengals go into Hard Rock to take on the 6-8 Miami Dolphins.
Seeing the Dolphins.
I'm going to take the Dolphins too. They play defense. The Bengals do not. Big Fork Brands brings bold bacon sausage, paleo pork jerky, and Chicago-style sauces to your table. Enjoy rich, smoky flavors made with sustainable ingredients and chef-crafted care. Enjoy an exclusive 20% discount with our promo code DNZ. Find them at BigForkBrands.com. That's 20% off using our promo code DNZ at BigForkBrands.com. We're in the 4 o'clock hour. The 5-9 Atlanta Falcons go into the desert to take on the 3-11 Arizona Cardinals.
I'm taking the Cards.
Oh, interesting. Kirk Cousins has them moving. Kirk Cousins has the Falcons going. I'm gonna go with the Falcons. I not that this game matters. This game don't mean shit. This game means absolutely ugats is what this means. It means diddly.
There's a lot of that going around.
And that's when Kirk Cousins shines, when the shit don't matter. So we're going to see prime Captain Kirk again. The 10-4 Jacksonville Jaguars go into the Mile High to take on the 12-2 Denver Broncos. Give me the Broncos. Jacksonville will have a representative effort, but it's not going to be good enough. The 8-6 Pittsburgh Steelers go into Ford Field to take on the 8-6 Detroit Lions. Give me the Lions. Not impressed by the Steelers. And TJ Watt, that's a problem. The out with the collapsed lung, that's going to be an issue. That he's the anchor of that defense. That's going to be a major problem that the Steelers need to weather. And they ain't playing the Dolphins this week. So there you go. The 2-12 Las Vegas Raiders go into NRG Stadium to take on the 9-5 Houston Texans. Give me the Texans in a romp. Let's see if the Raiders can actually score a point this week. It's too much to ask. Your Sunday night special, the 11-3 New England Patriots go into M&T Bank Stadium to take on the 7-7 Baltimore Ravens.
Hey, Pickett playing for the Raiders?
I think Pickett's playing for the Raiders.
I'm taking Baltimore.
Really?
Yeah. Passing was so good last week. Playing a team, a team that's good.
Mm-hmm. Well, what we know is that the Ravens are not that good. So I think that while the Patriots may struggle with Derrick Henry, I think they'll be okay in the other phases of the game. Drake May will have a bounce back, and I think that the Patriots take it home. And your Monday night delight, the 10-4 San Francisco 49ers go into Indy to take on Philip Rivers. Yes, Philip Rivers, what fucking year is this? Philip Rivers and the 8-6 Indianapolis Colts.
49ers.
Give me the 49ers. And, you know, Philip Rivers wasn't even that bad. I can't hate on this guy. It didn't look great. The ball didn't look
competent.
He was fine. It's a slap in the face to Riley Leonard. It's a slap in the face to CJ Beathard. It's a slap in the face to Brett Rippin.
He came off the field with the lead.
Yeah, and then Jason Myers kicks the field goal. Yeah, so like that's wild. It's like, nah, we're gonna get this dude off the fucking street. I'd rather have him than play any of you guys. God damn it! Fuck you! And fuck you! I'm out. Like it's insane. And the simple fact that the Colts are still in this playoff hunt with 44-year-old Philip Rivers under center, that's all you need to know this year in the NFL. It's batshit crazy. Those are our picks. What are yours? Play along with us. Sign up for the rest of the season. Go to our CBS Sports Pick'em League and Tile the Option 2025 and sign up today. It is free. It is fun. It is fantastic. And it's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.